This recording, Texas 19, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot-and-mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, and so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. For her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison's a millionaire lawyer thought it was a fair price for a cure." Okay, let me tell you about the first time I really got your dad's attention. We were in high school. He was a senior, I was a junior, and for some reason we got stuck in the same PE class. I was a little nervous about this because he was real athletic and I do not have an athletic bone in my body. But I thought, I can do this. I am going to prove to him that I can do this. So one day the coach decided we were going to play this game called volleyball basketball. Kind of crazy, I know. It's like basketball, but you play with a volleyball. You don't dribble. You just run up and down the court and you shoot for a basket. Well, of course, your dad got picked as one of the captains. And I can't remember if he voluntarily picked me to be on his team or if it just I was one of the last few left and I got pushed over to his team. But anyways, we did end up on the same team. And things were going pretty good. Pretty close game. I was running up and down the court like any other player, acting like I knew what I was doing. And we were down by one. And I remember I ran, got underneath the basket, and I told myself I'm going to be the hero of this game. And I yelled your dad's name, and I said, "I'm open, I'm open." He threw me the ball, and all I can remember, I reached my arms out to grab this ball, and I was watching it the whole way, and right before it got to me, I closed my eyes. And that ball hit me right in the face. It was awful. I was never so embarrassed in my life. But I didn't cry. I just started laughing, and then everybody started laughing. And we lost the game, but I think I got his attention because he married me, and we've been married for almost 24 years. So, but I'm still not the athlete he'd like for me to be.